Greetings. This is Why's That? The show about what makes you curious in Southwest Michigan. I'm Sevilla Mann. Each month we delve into a question you send us and try to find an answer. You can submit your idea for Why's That at WMUK.org. Today's story comes from Mike Hogue of Kalamazoo. It's about names, two names well known in Kalamazoo and nationally, and how they might be connected.
When we moved to Kalamazoo, since we lived on Douglas Avenue, we assumed that that had to do with Frederick Douglass, and we were very proud of that.
Frederick Douglass is a hero of the struggle for African-American equality in the United States. An abolitionist who himself escaped from slavery, Douglass was a renowned speaker, writer, and social reformer in the 19th century. But, Hogue says,
then we discovered that there were two Douglasses in Kalamazoo, and two S's on one, and only one S on the other.
And Douglas Avenue, with one S, probably wasn't named for Frederick Douglass with a double S. Instead, Hogue learned that it might be named for another famous 19th century American, U.S. Senator Stephen Douglass.
From what I understand, he, opposed Lincoln in the Lincoln-Douglass debates, and in that way his name became associated with essentially a pro-slavery stance,
making Stephen Douglass the political opposite of Frederick Douglass, whom, Hogue knew, does have a namesake in Kalamazoo, the Douglass Community Association. For decades, it's been a center of African-American cultural life in Kalamazoo County. Hogue thought he might have heard that
naming the community association after Frederick Douglass was done in a small way in response to the road name or the street name.
That's the question. Did the founders of the Douglass Community Association, two S's, intend it as a response to the one S Douglass? Why does Kalamazoo have a street named after Stephen Douglass, the Democratic senator from Illinois who ran against Abraham Lincoln in the 1860 election? Historian Tom Dietz has an answer.
Specifically because his buddy laid out the neighborhood known as the Stewart addition to the city.
Charles Stewart got to know Stephen Douglass when they were both serving in the U.S. Senate. Stewart brought Douglass to Kalamazoo during the 1860 campaign. Like other Democrats at the time, Stephen Douglass did not oppose slavery.
The political line that they took was that if you push the issue of slavery too hard, if you rock the boat, you're going to destroy the Union. And that was the campaign that Douglass is running on.
But it's not as though most Republicans denounce slavery as a moral evil.
The Republicans in general said, let slavery alone in the South. They can have their slaves. They've had their slaves, but no further.
Stephen Douglass died in 1861, less than a year after he lost the election to Lincoln. Frederick Douglass, born only a few years after Stephen, outlived him by more than 30 years. Douglass, two S's, had been dead less than three decades when African-American leaders in Kalamazoo chose his name for a new organization.
Douglass was created in 1919, but it was established as a social safe haven for Negro soldiers that was stationed at what was then called Camp Custer.
That's former Douglass Community Association director Moses Walker. By 1940, when Walker was born, the association was at the core of African-American life in Kalamazoo County.
I grew up here. I was born in Kalamazoo. So basically, I refer to myself as a child of Douglass. I went to nursery school at Douglass. I went to daycare, day camp, how to play sports.
Those are grade schoolers playing dodgeball at the center's current building. As it happens, it's down the road from Douglass Avenue. But Walker is certain there's no connection between the street's name and the association's.
That has nothing to do with it. Now, the Douglass Community Association was really named for Frederick Douglass.
Charles Warfield, who also started going to the Douglass Community Association as a toddler in the 40s, says he's never heard of any connection.
I knew who Frederick Douglass was because my father told me about him. But I never made the connection between Douglass Street and this place.
The director of the Southwest Michigan Black Heritage Society also says she's never heard of a link, and nothing jumped out in the Kalamazoo Public Library's file. Mike Hogue had talked to someone who spoke of a connection, but she has since died. Hoag says he's all right with a less than definitive answer if it leads to an interesting discussion. He says Douglas is now Kalamazoo's most diverse neighborhood, a big change since the Civil War era.
And that kind of shows us in a way how far we've come since that time, not too long ago, when our house and my neighborhood were already here in Kalamazoo. And maybe it also shows us that we still have some work to do.
That's all this time on Why's That? Tune in next month to hear another question and answer on life in Southwest Michigan. You can submit your idea for the show at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.